Kumlen and about Gemara. Today's blot is Daf Samach Zayin, but we'll start from the Mishnah of Samach Hei, Samach Vavamin, and start from the Mishnah of Hei and base the very bottom line. So Hakiteya, somebody who is an amputee, and therefore Yaitse Bekav Shaloi, he's allowed to walk around with his prosthetic. Divir Rab Meir, was it considered a shoe? Rab Yaisi Oisir Rab Yaisi Asas, he says it's not considered a shoe. And that's the halacha, by the way. unless it's tied and it's made in a way that the foot sinks into it and it stays there, remains there permanently, doesn't just come right off. The im yesh loy base kibble. And if you have in this prosthetic, another, you dug out a bit more so you can place things there, like material there and so on, then ksisin for materials, then tamei is tamei. And meaning that what? That it's a clay kibble and it's makabel tumah. Prosthetic itself is not considered a clay kibble because the official clay kibble is you can put things inside there and you can move them around. By moving the keli, transporting the keli, the things inside move with it. Smuchoi shaloi. What happens if he's an amputee and therefore he has, and he walks on his, let's say, knees and on his thighs to pick himself up all the time and they give him pads so that he should be able to pick himself up? Is Tamein. So they are Tamein because they are considered his shoes. And Tamein Midas. It's like since he's walking on it, if he's a Zav, since this supports the entire goof, Midas has to support the entire goof, so therefore it's Mekabel Tumim. And it becomes an Ava Tumim. V'yaitzin behem b'shabbat, shall I walk out b'shabbat, because this is considered his garment. V'nichnosin behem la'azorah, but it's not a shoe. So you can walk with it into the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's not on the ends of his feet. What about kisei? If he has, he's an amputee, and he cannot even use his knees to support himself, so he has little boxes for his hand, and he has a seat for himself to sit. That's the seat is tied onto his back, and he uses his hands to move himself forward. He has these boxes, and then every time he stops, he sits back on his chair, and they put some padding also on his end of his knees. Because even though it's mainly dangling in the air, sometimes he puts them down and uses them a little bit as leverage. So tamei in midas. So these are the tamei midas. So because he supports himself on his feet as well. The ein yaitze behem b'shabbos, but you're not going around with it on Shabbos. Either because some say that some rishonim say because you don't really need it. And others say because you're actually carrying it most of the time because you're not really using it as support for your feet. Your feet mainly are dangling, and sometimes you might even take it off. But ein nichnasim behem bazora. You're not walking because this is your shoe. Luktumin. The Gemara will give later three different opinions. What luktumin is, but the Rashi is just using the third opinion, which is masks. Ein tahirin. They are tahir from the kabel tumah because it's not really a garment. And the ein yaitzim, you shouldn't walk around with it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Nachman, Heitli Tanan, what's the correct version of Mishnah? Is Rameh is the one who says he had permitted to walk prosthetic, and Rabbi Yehuda says also another way around. Amalei Leidain, I'm not sure. Hilchos Amai, who's the halacha like? Amalei Leidain, I'm not even sure of that either. It may be learned, so we actually have a chalik samaroim. Amar Shmuel says his version is ein hakiteh. He holds Rameh, holding not allowed to walk around prosthetic, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says mutter. Chena Rav Huna, ein hakiteh. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "No, if Hoyel v'Amar Shmuel, since Shmuel's version was Ein Akiteya, and v'Amar Rav Huna also said Ein Akiteya, then I'm not going to say Ein Akiteya. So that's how we should learn Ein Akiteya." Maskev Rabbi Shmuel, "Lo Shmilu, didn't you hear what the Masnu Rav Chana Bar Rav Lechi Bar Rav? Didn't you hear what Rav Chana Bar Rav said to Chi Bar Rav? Kamei the Rav before Rav, b'Kitayna. Kitayna is this. They used to have the main room and then a small room, like a Chabad Mitzah, a little room, and he's sitting in this little room there, and." And Rav Chanan bar Rav said to Chia bar Rav, Rav's son, in front of Rav, Dvei Rav, Yeshiva Rav, Ein Akiteh Yitzhakav. His version of the mission was, just like Shmuel, Ein Akiteh Yitzhakav Shaloi, Divir Amer. And Rav Yeshiva Matim. Umach Vle Rav, Eifuch Rav, showed them that they got it wrong and the Gisa should be Lewes and Al-Mishnah. Excuse me. But the Tanakam is the one who says that you could, and Rav Yeshiva is the one that says that's Osir. And says the Gemara, Omer of Nachum Yitzchak, in case you're confused with Simon, how are you going to remember it? Samach, Samach. Yaisi has a Samach in it, and Oyser has a Samach in it. And Nochmer, you should know that Af Shmuel, even Shmuel himself, changed his mind. Hodebei changed his mind. Now, we learned in a Mishnah, Cholt, so when it comes to Chalitza, you have to use a sandal. What about the of his right foot? Cholt, so Besandal Shenishalah, he used a sandal which is not his. Or Besandal shall eat a wooden shoe. A wooden shoe is like a prosthetic. And a shoe normally we know is leather, like in Yom Kippur. The only shoes that you're not allowed to wear are leather, but you're allowed to wear a wooden shoe. A wooden, when it comes to chalitza, a wooden shoe, I shall smile, but you mean, take place the left shoe onto the right foot, and then to grow up, because chalitza has to be on the right side, is chalitza kshayda. But I mean, we said, man tana, who says that a wooden shoe is considered a shoe? A mashmur, a mei, because he says that a prosthetic is a shoe. You like wearing a Shabbos. Itnan, hakite, yeitzi, bekav shlo, you're a mei. So you see, Shmuel clearly now quotes our Mishnah as the way, it's in our version, that who's the one who says a prosthetic or a wooden piece can be considered a shoe, it's a mei. And Rabbi Yisi Oysa. So we see Shmuel changes his mind. And not only that, V'af Rav Huna, Oser Rav Huna, Hodebei changes his mind. And how do we know that? The Tanya, Lint Nebraisa, sandals shall sayodi, in a sandal that people plasterers use. And when they're using plaster, they decide not to use leather because the plaster eats up the leather, it eats right through the leather. So therefore they have these, what do you call it, special shoes, which made out of wood. Tamei midras, it's a shoe, and therefore it's tamei midras. The isha chaylets boy, and a woman can use a chalitza because it's a shoe. But yaitzim of a shabbos because a wooden shoe do it. Amar kiva, v'lehoydu loy, and others disagree. Then there's another brayse that says, but tanya hoydu, they all did agree. So who are the ones who didn't agree with him that a wooden shoe is a shoe, and who are the ones who did agree with him? Amar Abhuna, and Abhuna said, man hoydu, who agreed with him that a wooden shoe is considered a shoe, even though by kippah it isn't. Rameya, it's Rameya, the author of our Mishnah, who says prosthetics is permitted on Shabbos. So we see clearly that his version changed, and he also agrees that Meir is the one who says you're allowed to. Uman lohoidle Rabbi Yisi, and who argues Rabbi Yisi? Says Rabbi Yisi, man lohoidle, I can give you another version. You don't have to necessarily say Rabbi Yisi disagrees. It could also be Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi. What does Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi say? Now we learned, kaveres shel kash, if you made a kaveres like a cylinder out of straw, and that's not normal to make it out of straw, usually make it out of reeds. And the shvayferes shalkanim, where you make this tube out of reeds, which is again is not normal. And the idea is it's similar to, we're going to bring a proof from here that something which is not the normal way, which we're going to draw analogy to a wooden shoe. It's not normal to make a wooden shoe. Normally it's made out of leather. that's one version of the story of the Gemara. Another version of the story is that the sandal itself was made out of straw. And Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi is going to tell us that he holds that that straw is not wood, and therefore it's no good. And Rabbi Akiva says no, that it's Rabbi Akiva says metame, because the fact is that straw is also metame, even though straw is like wood, and it's because it's tough and everything else is metame. Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi, so we see Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi holds that straw is not, that if the shoe is made out of straw, it's not metame. That's the second version of Rashi. That shoe made out of straw is not metame because wood is not metame. And I keep hold of this. Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi is one who argues. Or the first version of Rashi is that you see when it's not common, it's not if it's uncommon to make it that way, it's not considered. Rabbi Yechin ben Nudi holds it's not considered a shoe. The taste already explains very interestingly that if the second version of Rashi, that the shoe made out of straw, what does that have to do with wood? We're talking about a wooden shoe, and he's talking about straw. So Tesis says that straw is considered wood, and how do we know that? Because we had in Gemara Brachas, that Odomer, according to one version, that Odomer Rishon, the eighth of Das, it was wheat, and it's called Eitz Das, but it's wheat. So we see, and you eat wheat, what happens to the stalks? They turn into straw. So we see that wheat can be called, that straw can be called wood. Interesting. So what have I done? We learned before that he said Sayodi sandals or Sayodi in this shoe that these plasters wear, Tomei Midras, if he walks on it, it's Metamei. How lovely Luch Avdi. My question is, Luchayda, it's not meant for walking. You're not really meant to walk. It's only there to support your other shoe that it doesn't, the plaster doesn't eat through the leather. So Luchayda, why is it? Amar Abba Chavrula, Shekinasayid Metayah Ba'atzim Gila Beisai. He does walk with it until he gets home. So therefore, the fact is that he walks with it, that's good enough. That makes it Tomei Midras. So I think, what if Im Yeshloi, base kibble, katis and tummy. Omar Abaye, he said before, by the prosthetic, if you make it into a receptacle that it can accept clothing, pieces of clothing that are soft, like cotton, wool, and so on and so forth, so he can put the rest of his foot in there and should be comfortable. The stump should be comfortable. Then you said before that it's tummy. Amar Abaye, we kind of tummy the tummy only tummus mess, but not tummy midras. Why? Because you don't really put your weight on this thing over here. You know, tummy midras is when you're walking on something or you're sitting on something and your entire weight is on this. Over here, it's not your entire weight. So therefore, it's not metame tumi midras. When it says we have tumas mess, it doesn't mean only tumas mess. It means any tumi of touching. But tumi midras is the only exception, so we draw a contrast. Tumas midras is an ava tumi, and so with by azov, and so is tumas mess. So therefore, we're comparing the two. But it's really any tumas maga, it's mekabel. It's metabel. So only that tumas midras doesn't have. Why? Because it's not meant to carry your weight. It's only more for niceness. Because it's only for niceness, this whole prosthetic. Why do you have a prosthetic? Prosthetic is not something that you really that has to carry you. It's more that you're embarrassed to walk around, you know, as an amputee. So you have a prosthetic, but you can't really put your whole weight of your body on it. You're really putting most of your weight on. And the way the Ri and Tosis learns that is because you have a walking stick. Really, the walking stick is where you put your whole weight, and that's why. And that's why. There's no tumas midras here on the prosthetic because it's purely for beauty. Based on this, inshallah, by the way, we paskin that a walking stick, if it's a walking stick that you only use, you know, you could walk, but you're scared you might fall, you might trip, so you're using it to sort of keep your balance a little bit, you're not allowed to walk around with it on Shabbos if there's no aidiv. But if it's a walking stick that you put your whole weight on it, let's say crutches, or a walking stick that you just can't, you know, you can't walk without it at all, then you're allowed to walk around with it on Shabbos. And the prosthetic, the same thing. Here we're talking about a prosthetic that's purely for cosmetics. But if your prosthetic is what, like today, they actually walk on it, of course they'll walk on Shabbos. And therefore, based on this, a blind person cannot walk with a walking stick on Shabbos, and his blind, you know, stick, his guiding stick, his guide stick on Shabbos, because you can walk without it. Just you need to make sure they don't trip. That's not allowed. That's not called that you're... That's part of your body that you have to lean on. Anyway, she says, Abaye, a prosthetic is purely for cosmetics. Rava says, no, av tami medras. Because what? Because sometimes they use this not only as cosmetics, you also use it to lean on, to use as to walk with. Amar Rava says, Rava Nahadar, no, it's not, we learned. A galosh al cotton, a little wagon for a kid to play with. Tamei and midras is tamei midras. Why? Because the kids sometimes sit in it. So even though that always makes to sit in it, but when you're sitting on it, then your whole body is on it, then it becomes tamei midras. And same thing here with this prosthetic. Over there, the kid leans on it completely. Over here, you don't lean on the prosthetic. The prosthetic is purely for cosmetics. How do I know? The time we learn, this is about the walking stick. If you have a stick, a makal of zkenim, is toy meklum, it's not makabel tumarol. Why? Because that stick is not meant for. It's just actually like, you know, the. It's not meant to put your weight of your body on. Even though sometimes you do learn on it, but it's not really meant for that. And it's a pshutikal eitz, and a pshutikal eitz is not makabel tumar. And that's why in such a lot of that, all these choshuva people who walk around with these silver walking sticks are not allowed to walk around with on Shabbos. It's not meant to carry your weight. It's like a continuation, extension of your foot or shoe. Yeah. The rubber over this, and what it says, no, hossam over there. You're mixing up, says the rubber. Litrutze sugya avida. Hocha lismachaleho davida. Vesamachle. Over there by the makkel shel zkenim. Over there, this is what I was telling you before. Over there, it's not meant for you to carry your weight. It's only for you walking, but you want to make sure that you don't trip and you don't go in the wrong way. So the Terutze Sugya, to fix up your footsteps, that is not allowed on Shabbos if they carry outside. But over here, if you're actually leaning on it, in this prosthetic, let's say, in a case where you're actually using it to support you, then that's part of you and you're allowed to. Okay, Tamei in Midras, where Yetzim Shabbos, Nosim, Nazara, the Torah, talking about Yechon, and Nosim, and Nazara, says somewhere else, he could walk into Nazara with it. I'm saying that a woman can use a chalitza nose. I'm treating it like a shoe. And if you're treating it like a shoe, you're not allowed to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, like we're looking more brachas. But at Omnit, and you say that nichnasin, And you're telling me that you're allowed to you're allowed to walk into the Azorah with it? Tani, learn Einichnas Azorah. The version in the Mishnah is you're not allowed to walk with it in Azorah. If it's considered a prosthetic, considered a shoe, then you're not allowed to walk with it into the Azorah. Luktamin Tahida, what's this Luktamin? My Luktamin Amr Abu Ruhu says Chamra the Achva. This is like you have a donkey's head and a stick, oh, I forgot what it's called already, a kid's toy, and you put it between your leg and it looks like the donkey's carrying you when actually you're carrying the donkey. So you're not allowed to walk around without a Shabbos. Or Rava Ba Papa Amakshire, which is a different pshatim, but we accept that, like the Aruch says, it's stilts. So you don't need it for walking, it's more for, you know, for making fun. And Rava Hunama Parmi, a mask. These things to frighten kids with. And therefore, you're not allowed to wear, it's like I said, a dress, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Mishnah, Habonim, the sons, Yaitzin, are permitted to go, B'Ksharim, are permitted to go with K'Sharim. We'll soon see more exactly what K'Sharim is. U'B'nei B'lochim, and the prince is permitted to go, and the prince is permitted to go, B'Zugim, with bells. And the Chol Adam, and every person, even though we said a prince, really every person can. El Shadib Racham Bahayv, generally, who has them? Only somebody, a prince. So what in the world is this Ksharim that we allow people to walk around with? My Ksharim, what exactly is a Ksharim? Omar Adam Mori, Omar Adachla Baruch, Omar Abashi Barov, Omar Abhude, Kshurei Pua. You know what it is? It is they used to tie things around them and around the neck for medicinal purposes. Rashi says he doesn't know exactly what kind of sickness it is. It was some kind of a herb that they used to, it's called pua, that they used to hang around the neck as a medicine. Says the Gemara, Amar Reza Baya, Amar Li'em, my mother told me, this. He doesn't mean his mother, he means the one who raised him, because he was a Yosef. And he brought about Abba Ba Nachmeni. Amar Li'em, and some say Abba's real name was Nachmeni. Others say there's Tevas of a Pasuk, Yeruchim, you know, Hashem Yeruchim, but, what do you call it? Omnolein plus, so if you have three of them, mukme. If you have three of these things knotted around your neck, it holds back the disease. Chamish, if you have five muscle, even if you already have it, the way that sickness is, it will cure it. And Shiv, if you have seven, then I feel like Shafi Malu can even withstand all kinds of witchcraft. You never saw the sun and the moon. That you don't see the sun and moon with while you're wearing it, nor do you see any rain. And veloishmi lekabazli, you don't hear any metal sounds with kartanagos or a rooster, and the kol nigre, nor do you hear the sounds of anybody walking. Says Gemara Machbishlok, a famous word. If you want him basically not to hear any of these things or see any of these things, is nafal pusa bebira, the whole refuah throw away into the bird. What's the use of it? It's impossible. You give me a refuah, it's impossible to do. So therefore, what's the value of it? How can you be careful not to hear footsteps, not to see the sun, the moon? Says he, "What bunny? Why are we talking about the mission? Only sons that walk around with these things. The filibonus not a boy or a girl, and my ktanim. And why do we say why only ktanim? Bonim generally means young kids. Why bonim? Children. Just anybody. I feel donami. Anybody. If that's what they need for their therapy, then it's all right." Ella Mike Shadim, very interesting. You know what Shadim is? Ki hod amar hun amar ben sheish, a six-year-old kid. If Yeshua Gagun, if he misses his father, Al Aviv, and sometimes his father's away and he has this very strong yearning for his father, this is the antidote for it. Noitil Ritsua Mimanal Shayimin. So the father takes a shoelace from his right shoe, the Koisil Bismaila, and puts it on his left hand. And this way, the kid says gula that the kid's yearnings. He always feels his father's next to him, so he doesn't have these intense yearnings for his father. And Rashi says, "Luchayda, what about girls?" So very interesting. Rashi says in the Rashi Ma'iriya Bani in Gaguin, Rashi says there, "V'refuzo l'shaicha ben akevus." This refu is not necessary for girls. She'ain ha'av mechavavon kol kach mitchilosan. When a girl is very young, like 6 years old, the father didn't yet make strong bonds with her. She hears Megaginov that the girl should actually miss her father so much. She's much closer to her mother than to her father. It's only a boy that bonds with the father at a young age. Go out and play ball together and so on. Interesting. Remember tefillin. What do you know about tefillin? You take your right hand and you strap it around the left hand. Same thing here. The chiluf is a kanta, but if you take it and you put it on the child's right hand, his yearnings will become even intenser. He said, you take a cup that had hot water in it. So now when you pour out the hot water, there's still all that steam in there. And then you put it like a cup on your stomach. Atibudi b'shabata shapadami. We can learn a whole bunch of different chants and cures. So some of them we're not going to know where they are, but we'll just go through them. And you put them on your stomach and you hold it against it, and somehow or another draws out, it fixes up your internals. You're allowed to smear oil and salt on Shabbos on the palm of your hand and the bottom of your feet. What's the story? Now this is very interesting. And here you can see what the Tanoim and the Amoraim did every Shabbos after the davening. Rav Huna, when he used to leave Rav's yeshiva on Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos here, and Rav mebeir Abchia, or Rav in turn, when he used to leave his uncle's yeshiva in Abchia, and Abchia mebeir Rabbi, Abchia used to leave Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's yeshiva on Shabbos after davening, ki havi mevasme, when they used to get chikir, maise mishcha umilchis, to bring oil and salt, v'shaifu leilig v'yosa didayu v'yosa dekarayu, they used to put it on the palm of the hand and on the foot. And ba'ami they said, ki heiche detzil, just like they're so running, Hamishcha, this oil. Leitzel Chamra, the Pranya Bapranlitzel. Let the wine leave this and this person. And Rashi says here, Mevasmase, Rashi says, Shikudin. They were Shikudin. Why were they Shikudin? Why were they Shikudin at Rebbe's house, or Chia's house, or Rav's house? So Rashi says here, Shahoyim Mashkin es Atalmidim. Rashi says it. The Rav or Rebbe or Abchi or Rav used to give mashke to the kid, to the Talmidim on Shabbos to get them shikr. The Elu, and why only these three were highlighted? Because they were very chashuv. And he did something to remove that shikris afterwards. The rest of Talmidim, they were rolling under the tables. Didn't bother anybody. Pretty amazing minhag. Okay, anyway. Something to mull over. Then you want to so that's how they got rid of him. If they were inebriated, that's how they got rid of it. By pouring this thing in, they would say this particular chant. The Eloi, and if that didn't work, then Maisi, Shia, the Donna, you bring the cover of a barrel of wine, the Shogli Maya, you soak it in water. Rami, say, Hey, Leitzel, Hai, Shia, just like this lid of the wine is now sort of running, the water's running down. Leitzel, Chamber, the Planja, by Police, let also the wine go out of this person. You're allowed to strangle yourself on Shabbos. Machlekes is showing exactly what it is, but Rashi learns that if one of the vertebrae is moved out of place, and the way to fix it up is by stretching, you know, this problem right on top of your back, is by stretching your neck out, and it's as if, you know, you're going to the shchit over there, and it's like strangling. And you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'amarav b'mahuna b'rabchom b'agudya lefufe yenuka b'shabbat shabbat on a little kid. Sometimes when as soon as the baby is born, they sort of put it in a towel and they wrap the towel very, very tightly to put all the evorim back in its right places. Now, Papa, so we have two things that you're allowed to do with kids on Shabbos. And the second one was about putting the towel, wrapping the towel up and moving it all around. And the first one was about yearning. So he says here, a papa learned both of these cases, bonim in plural, that talks about tanim, you know, about putting the band around the left hand. He learned in the name of Rabbi Barhunim, Mashmei Rav Chamaguya. Bonim, Razvid master ben. Razvid said, no, only ben. And more explains. A papa master bonim, both of them, but Tavai master Bob and Barhunim. He learned that both of them were said by Rav Barhunim. Razvid master ben, Kamaisa master. The first one he learned, each one said only one thing. The first din about Gaguyim, he said name of Avin Barhuna, and behind the second one regarding Shabbos about wrapping a towel, Masla Berabba Babachana. Rabbi Chana is one who said, Lefufi, Nukh Shabbat, Shabbat is good. Omar Baibai, he said, Omrili Ain, my mother said, my nursing mother, my mother who raised me said, Kol Minyona, all of these chants. And because a chant, you don't only say once, you say a number of times, this was called Minyone, those that you say a number of times, three times, we'll soon see how many. Is Bishmo de Ima. You use your mother's name. Now, this is very important. Everyone was looking for a mocker. Why is it that generally we always call up somebody, but like by Aliyah, you call up someone by the name of his father. And yet when it comes to Misha Beirach, when it comes to a chayla, we call the name of a mother. Lubavitch by Yisker also the only ones who say the name of the mother. So the chayla, what do you call it? Why do we go the name of the mother? Why do we change? The only makar is the Gemara right here, because Abaye said, Omer li ein, kol miyana b'shmo di'ima. All of these chants that you're saying for refuah, use your mother's name. Why? It doesn't say why, but that's at least the makar for it. And in fact, the previous story as well, when they took away the wine, they inebriated, it said also, the pers pleni bar palnisa. And we'll see in the further thing about it as well. Every story, it says bar palnisa, always the mother's name. Anyway. Yeah, the whole kitchen is my thing you have to tie up is always on the left side. If you ever have a chant, and it tells you over there exactly how many times you should say it, then obviously you have to follow what it says. Or but if it doesn't say how many times to say over this chant, 41 times you have to repeat the chant. Torah might be learned. Yaitzin, you're allowed to walk around, but Evet Kuma. These different, I guess, good luck charms that gave people encouragement for these to wear during the week as well. For example, this particular case with a woman who was pregnant, they were scared they'll miscarry. They used to walk around with a whole stone that's not crushable, I'm not sure what kind of stone it is, that cannot break, and it's whole complete, and therefore they would, it sort of gave them the confidence that their baby also won't abort. Yaitzin be Evet Kuma be Shabbos. You're allowed to walk around with this Evet Kuma on Shabbos. That somehow or another they believe it will help them that they won't miscarry. Even not the original Evet Kuma, but something that weighs exactly like Evet Kuma, so something that's similar is good enough. We're not only talking about a woman who already miscarried once, so she has grounds to believe it will happen again, therefore she can wear a Shabbos. It's enough if a woman is constantly walking around scared, apprehensive that she might miscarry, she can walk around with it. It doesn't even have to be pregnant, not that she's already pregnant, therefore she's concerned. The fact that she's always, that one day she'll fall pregnant, therefore she's already worried, is grounds for her to wear it on Shabbos. When we say you can have something similar, it's something that has to weigh exactly the same and it has to be complete. In other words, you didn't have to cut it down to size to make it look similar or weigh the same. It actually has to be naturally the same weight. It has to be exactly the same weight. whatever this object is. What about Mishkol Dimishkol Mai? What happens? You don't have the original ever Mishkol. You only have the thing which is similar to it, and now you have another thing which is in weight and everything else, another object altogether, which is similar to this other object, which is similar to the Evet Kuma. What happens then? Teiku, that's questionable. If you have a fever of the day, let's say you have a fever that comes in every day, take over there a coin, a brand new coin, go to a very salty area, which is when they used to make these little channels to take water out of the river for irrigation. And they used to build ponds. The water would go in the ponds, and then these channels, a little bit of water would left, the sun would boil it, bake it out, and then the water would disappear, evaporate, and all you have left was salt. So that particular salt, you bring this coin to that salt, and then you go ahead and you wait, and then you go ahead, you put it under, you bundle it together, you put it under your neck, right next to where your clothes, your shirt, beneath a barka with a little bit of hair, and then you wear that. And it helps. Eloi, if not, you don't have access to it. Later, Prez Brach is hit by a fork of a road. And v'chichaza shumshna gambla, when you see a large worm, the dori midi that's carrying something, lishkalei, or sorry, an ant. The Dori Midi is an ant. The Dori Midi is carrying something, Lishkalei, take it, Vilishadi, Vigusa, Vichosha, put it into a cylinder, a copper cylinder, Vilishtame Ba'avra, and then go ahead and seal it with lead. Vilishtame Ba'shisin Gushmonka, use 60 different seals, different type of material, and so on and so forth. Ula Ba'zuli, and then go ahead and you stir it. Vilidrei, and then you carry it, and the lamelay, you talk to the ant that's inside this copper cylinder, and you say, to unach olai, what I have to carry, I'm putting on you. Those this disease, this sickness should go on you, but to unoyim, what you're carrying, Allah will go on me. How can you do that? What happens if somebody else used this ant and put his sickness on there, and then you're saying whatever you carry, give me. Maybe you're taking his sickness, the original person's sickness, onto you. Maybe someone else found exactly the same ant. Maybe another person found it and used it to put his sickness on there. This is what you say to the ant. To annoy ye, the to unach, whatever I'm carrying, whatever you're carrying, Allah shall remain with you. And that's what works. If not, lishko kuzah chalas to take a new jug, v'lezel na to go to the river, v'lemele, and say the following. Nahara, not a river, river, oisvin, I want you to lend me some water, kuzah demaya, I want you to lend me a jug of water, l'urcha, have a guest, equally that happened to come to me, which of course is referring to the sickness. V'lehed shavzin l'reshe, put it 7 times around his head, v'leshadin l'achayde, and then pour it back behind you, v'lemele, into the river. And say, nahara, not a river, river, take back the water that you lent me, the urcha, the ikli, beyema, also beyema, ozel, that guest that came to me came one day and left the same day. Omer Ravuna says, La Ashta, Ravuna says, La Ashta, if you have a sickness, tilsa, that comes for every 3 days, is like Shiva, Silve brings 7 branches. Small branches, Meshiva Nikla for 7 palm trees, Meshiva Tzivi and 7 splinters, Meshiva Shuri for 7 beams, Meshiva Sibi and 7 pegs, Meshiva Shuri from 7 bridges, Meshiva Ketire and 7 measures of ashes, Meshiva Tanuri 7 ovens, Meshiva after 7 doses of sand, Meshiva Sigre from 7 different, by a door that holds a door in place, slipped my tongue. At the end of the door that holds the thing, you nail it in, and I'm getting old. But you know what I'm talking about.
Sockets.
That's it. Okay. Of doors, v'shiva kufrei, and then 7 amounts of tar that they used to, for pitch they used to use on ships. V'shiva arbi for 7 ships. V'shiva bonya kamini and 7 seeds. Of cinnamon, Shiva mine of cumin, Shiva mine, Shiva bina, 7 hairs, medikta the kalbasova from the beard of an old dog, the letzairuni. Take all of these things together and tie them around somebody's neck, they need a barco with that hair, and that works wonders. So the Gemara continues, if somebody has a very hot fever, high fever, or lishko sakin, the good take a piece of metal, a knife that's totally metal. The lazel hechadika vardina, and go to a place where there's a thorn bush. The liktebe need a barkum and tie there this hair, And the first day you scratch out a little bit. The layman say vayeda malach Hashem alav debish appeared by the Moshe Rabbeinu by the sneh. Then the next day, Lamach, the next day, Velech, Rebbe Burta, a little bit more, Velayman say, Vayemir, Hashem, Asur Nova Ede, I will move, Moshe said, Asur Nova Ede, I will move away from here and I will see, and this is somehow as Gula, that the fire shouldn't bother you. Lamach, the next day, Velech, Rebbe Burta, go continue cutting more, Velayman say, Vayer, Vayar, Hashem, Kisar, Lira, Hashem saw that it moved away. If you walk through quickly, these all these chants. The lame, why don't you say, there's another pasuk, don't come here. In other words, the sickness chatzilah shouldn't come here. Why don't you mention that pasuk? Ella, you're right. The first day, you should say, Vayar malach Hashem elav. And Amalek appeared to him. And Moshe, he said, Ulamacha, the next day, Lema, Vayar Hashem, Kisar Lida, that the sickness went away. Ulamacha, Vayar Malachim, don't come, Kipasile, and go away. And Kipasile, Lema, the sickness finally leaves him. Litate, he should throw the sneh down to the ground. Velifsike, and cut it off. Velema Hachi, say the following. Hasneh, Hasneh. Lamashum the Gvim Kalin, you should know the sneh, not because you're the tallest of all the trees. Asher Kosh Baruch Kinzalov, the Abishah decided to descend himself by you when Moshe came. Amashum Mayechim Kalin, because you're the lowest of all the trees. You have nothing, you don't produce. Asher Kosh Baruch Kinzalov, the Abishah decided to put a shchin on you. The Chihecha de Chamise Ashasa. And just like you saw the fire, Lechanani Mesho Vazaye, Varike Mikamah, you ran away from them. Kain to Chamenu Ashasa, Lepleini Barpleini. So too, you should see the fire, that's the temperature. Of, again, you see, Ploini bar Ploinis, this woman, and you should run away. The simta, if somebody has, let's say, shechin, lemahach, say the following. Just the rest has no taichin, it's just a bunch of chants. You say, baz, bazia, mas, masia, kas, kasia, and shaloi, var maloi, ilay malachim, these are malachim, the shtalchim out of Zdaim, that came from the land of Zdaim, and lasof, shechinah ke'evin, and for to Arafua, for shchin, that's actually very painful. You say the following: bezach, bazich, bisbazach, bisbazach, bombing, bikamech, einecha bei, my eyes are into you, I'm seeing you. They should stay the way you are, don't get any darker. Aser, bech, your place is here, and don't grow. Zadach, kekolut, that your seeds should be sealed up. No, you shouldn't give any birth. Ukapreda, the part of Larabi, should be like a mule that cannot increase, cannot multiply. Kachle, tifter, le tirbe. That this way you shouldn't also grow at all. Begufe, in my body, the plainy bar plainies. Again, you say the one name. Lekipa, just two more sentences. Lekipa, let's say if you have boils, Lemahach, say the following. The chedev shlufa, the sword is out. Vekela, natusha, loishme, yechiv, chorilim, machayvin. Okay, different things. L'sheida le'mahachi, if a shed bothered you, this is what you say. You say the following. Chazes the pokik chazes le'ma tavar umeshumas. You should be cursed and broken, this particular shed. And what's the name of the shed? Bar tit, bar tame, bar tina, and bar moshamgaz, meregez, istamoyi. The last one is the shade basic kisi, the shade hangs around the shul. Le'mahachi. Akakafa the adi, and the head of a lion, va'usa de guryosa, and the nose of a lady, a female lion, ashkachtel shadoi, he found the shed, shishmoi bar shikyoi panda, b'meishore de karti, chavate, and b'loi de chamore chamarte. And you should know that with the jaw of a chamor, I beat it. These are all different chants that supposedly works for all of these things. We'll stop over there. Okay. Good day, everybody.